Dave.
Morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm very good, mate. I'm looking forward to this.
You sound very chirpy.
It's like a night out, isn't it?
It is. It's a little night out. So how are you doing, Ewan? You're right.
Yeah, no, I'm good. You know, I mean, we're going through tricky times, but the sun's shining and we've got a bit of a garden and, you know, we can get out and stuff. So I mustn't grumble. How about you?
Yeah, good. Same. Strange, isn't it? It's just very, what can you say? It's very odd. So where are you? I've got a feeling you're in the country somewhere. I don't know why I think.
You're North London, aren't you, Ewan?
Well, I was, Pav. Well remembered, mate. I was Crouch End lad for many years, 10 years. But no, we live in southwest London, so a bit East Sheen for people who know London.
Oh, okay.
In the cheap seats between Putney and Richmond.
Are you still playing football, Ewan?
No, Dave, I'm not. I should be, shouldn't I? We all should be. It's terrible. I don't. Yeah. Do you still play football, Dave?
Well, I haven't for about 6 months, but I was playing twice a week up until about 6 months ago. But I don't know. I don't know at what point you stop. I mean, I still like it, but I don't know. At some point, it gets ridiculous. I never thought I'd be playing at this age. It's ridiculous, but it's pleasant, isn't it? You can't really replace it with tennis, or I can't really. But
yeah, no. Well, that's very good, Dave. I probably haven't played for a long time. I got invited to play recently before this all happened, but I had the excuse of having no contact lenses, so I need to get some contact lenses and get out there.
So you're at BBH still, I'm presuming, Ewan?
Yeah.
Sport. You're sort of running the sports division, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah. So
how's that? What exactly does that involve?
Well, we all clients that specialize in any kind of sport. So we've done a lot of work with brands like Samsung and Audi who sponsor people, you know what I mean? And we bring that to life. So Samsung sponsored the English, you know, the British Olympic team or the English rugby team. And then we did that. Audi sponsored Bayern Munich. So spent a lot of time with the Bayern Munich players, which was fantastic.
Yeah, great.
You'd have loved that.
Is that whole area a growing area? You know, like some areas are doing, like pharmaceutical is incredibly big, rich and doing really well. But Is sports one of those sort of growing area? More money's been put into it, or it's just a good stable section that you're expanding within your part within it?
I think the category is growing. Yeah, it definitely is. I think to what percentage is growing, Dave? I don't know in particular at the moment. That's hard to say. But you know, lots of advertisers are finding different ways to make their brand famous, aren't they? And as it becomes, you know, more complicated, more competitive market, so lots of brands have moved into that. So one of the big brands I work with now is Western Union, the money transfer people.
Okay.
And actually we have their whole global account, but we started by working with them because they partnered with Liverpool. So that's how we started the relationship, and actually then that grew the relationship. So we do everything they do, but it started with the Liverpool partnership. But the odd thing about working in sport, well, the great thing about working in sport is that I'm a complete sport nut, as you are, Dave. So it's, you know, it's not really a day job, you know. I'm a Man City fan, first thing I did was with Adidas was with David Silva. So, you know, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, amazing.
But you do find yourself supporting people you didn't. So I'm now wanting Liverpool to finish the league because they've got this partnership with Western Union. And, you know, I spent, you know, 4 or 5 days, you know, at Liverpool's training ground, and you meet the players and you start going, oh, actually, they're really good blokes. And, you know.
Yeah, amazing.
I spent a couple of days at a training ground reading Bill Shankly quotes on the walls, and you come away a Liverpool fan, don't you, Richard?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that would happen to us, Dave, if we went to did something for Spurs?
It seems unlikely, thinking about it, but yeah, I can't quite picture it.
I think I'd struggle with the Man United thing, to use the comparison.
So Ewan, are you busier at the moment then, or are you quieter? Because obviously all the sports stop.
I would imagine, that must have been hit more than most, that area.
Well, actually, I'm pretty busy. So, as I say, one of my big clients is Western Union, the money transfer people, and actually we do everything for them, and they've been very busy because, you know, sending money around the world to families and stuff has actually become more important, and telling people that they can do it from home or online and stuff we've been very busy doing that. And then actually, Bwin, who's the kind of European betting brand, most famous for, or originally famous for being on Real Madrid shirt, football's coming back, you know. So we've actually been doing a lot of work, football back campaigns for the Bundesliga, and obviously it's coming back. over here and across Europe. So actually, that's kept us pretty busy, actually.
So, yeah, and what have you discovered about yourself in this period of isolation that you didn't know before? Is there anything?
God, good question. Well, I think one thing is that I'm quite happy in my own company. Although I miss agency life a lot, and you know, anybody who's worked in agency with me know I wander around and chat to everyone. But actually, having 2 or 3 hours, you know, in your office working away at home, actually, is something I'm going to do more going forward, I think. You know what I mean? Actually,
yeah.
Closing. I'm sure you know everyone you're speaking to says the same thing, but I am enjoying that much more than I thought, you know. And as we go forward, and you know, I guess everyone will see what happens with the world, and we'll see how we work differently. But I imagine I'll say to people, actually, I'm going to try and do, you know, half a day at home, maybe each day, yeah. Or half, you know what I mean? Because actually, that time just
different quality of thinking and work, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, also, I find it very hard to concentrate. I always have, and you know, in agencies, it's very easy to go and chat to yourself, someone like yourself, and talk about football and stuff. So I think, you know, I've learned that actually.
That's really interesting, because most creatives we spoke to would describe themselves as introverts and have been surprised that they've missed people more than they thought. And although obviously you have missed people a lot, but you've found sort of the opposite in a way, that actually a bit of time on your own and thinking. I would have thought you're more likely to have been an extrovert than an introvert. I don't know, but.
Yeah. Well,
very social, aren't you?
I definitely miss the agency, you know, and the day we can go back. the big question is, of course, how we'll get to the office, won't we? I think the biggest challenge for most people is the commute rather than, you know, necessarily getting into the office. So I will look forward to that. But I definitely think if it's workable, I'd love to kind of go, I'm going to do 2 or 3 or 4 hours in the morning and really concentrate, take away all the kind of things that I easily get straight to think about or chat, you know. But I'll definitely want to go in. I mean, I've found that working away has been better in some respects, that we've all kind of had time to concentrate more, and actually Zoom meetings and Google Hangouts work very well. The physical act of making stuff, I think, is harder for a creative, you know. Yeah. And I don't just mean making a film or a shoot, you know, photography. I think, you know, just standing with a designer and working out what a layout looks like when you're sitting next to them in the studios is great fun, isn't it? And easy. Whereas from home, I find myself doing hundreds of screen grabs and drawings and send them off, because so that bit's a bit harder.
Do you think it will affect the work that we do?
I think it completely will, Dave. I think the way you've summed up is exactly right. I think we're seeing that with the work we're doing now. I think people have kind of happier to be aware of their emotions more and connecting more on the power of connecting more, aren't they? You know, particularly cynical British people, which don't like to admit things like that. But yeah. I think all over the world, I think it will open the door to that. Absolutely.
So you're seeing that come through in work that's being presented to you now, are you, Ian?
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, going back to the specifics of the Western Union, because Western Union, as I say, is the money transfer business, global, people sending money around. It's all about families connecting. Yeah. And a lot of these families who kind of live in two worlds, you know, they live in maybe India and they've got a nephew or whatever in America. They've been living via Zoom and conference calls and isolated actually for generations. So, and actually a lot of the work we're doing on that brand is embracing that even more than we ever have before.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Here we go. When was the last time you wore a pair of jeans or trousers?
Rather than elasticated waist.
Now, but I have been wearing a lot of shorts. But yes, I am actually wearing trousers for some reason today.
You've dressed up today, especially for the podcast.
I have. I've got a shirt and a tie on. I've got my best jacket on. It's like a pitch day for me.
are you a mask wearer when you go out? You don't.
Well, the laugh of someone who doesn't wear a mask.
I'm wearing the mask less than I was, but no, I was laughing because I've started to wear gloves a lot more, and I'm not sure there's a kind of health reason for that. But basically, one of my closest mate is a Man United fan, and he was travelling up the M40 about 2 weeks ago, and he went into the Oxford services, to the Marks and Spencers there, and the only other bloke in there was David Beckham. and obviously he got a photo of him because he's a Man United fan, and he had he looked very cool, and he had his white gloves on. So I think subconsciously that's driven me to wear gloves more. So I don't think it's any clever health reason. I've just gone all with it.
You know, the funny thing is
a good look.
The funny thing is, everyone we speak to, we've got a split camp. We've got people who go, ugh, no, I don't wear a mask, I wear gloves. And then you've got the glove wearers who poo-poo the mask wearers, which is quite funny.
I've gone from mask to gloves, but I should stick with the mask. You're right.
Have you seen an ad in this period that you would that you thought was good, bad, or just that you remembered?
God, good question. I mean, I think a lot of brands have done a very good job, actually, haven't they, of making good creative work in difficult times. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
A lot of, you know, home-generated work, our team on Tesco, who've been busier than ever, have created some fantastic stuff that you just never thought you could have done, you know what I mean, 6 months ago. A bit like everything in life, we've all adapted, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I guess rather than any massive highlights, I think more just the ingenuity of people to make things happen has been very impressive.
Yeah.
I think
you're right. I think it'd be interesting to see how that carries over. You know, that you'll see slightly simpler ads potentially. Some of that must carry over. It is interesting how people are trying to get around that issue. I mean, obviously there's a plethora of in times like these with kind of
Piano music and film stuff,
but literally just trying to make them is a challenge in itself. So I think that'd be interesting to see how that affects us going forward.
Yeah, and just the how do you evolve it? Because, you know, a lot of, as I say, home generated stuff has been really good, hasn't it? But you just have to go, right, we've kind of been there, and, you know, all brands, you know, it's the same creative challenge you always have, isn't it? You get to something that's good, and, you know, then you go, right, what's next? So I think kind of that's the challenge for all of us, isn't it? How we can achieve that, but keep it feeling fresh and stuff.
Yeah. Excellent. All right.
Yeah, that was great.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ewan. Great catching up with you.
My pleasure. I'll join you on the football pitch in a few months, Dave, if I may.
Yeah, let's try and do that. Yeah. We'll have to keep well apart, no tackling or
Well, I never liked that tackling stuff, Dave. You remember?
No, I remember you didn't like tackling. You're a very gentle player.
That's a lot of irony in that.
There's a lot of irony for people who don't know. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Great to speak to you, Ewan.
Thanks, mate.
And you guys. Cheers now.
See you. Bye. Bye.